ultraviolet radiation causes skin cancer, among many other things. So we need to use many modalities to protect ourselves, sunscreen being one of the most important. And that's going to be a sunscreen with an SPF 30 or higher and broad spectrum.
Dr. Friedman, some of the influencers have been talking about the chemicals that are in the sunscreen. So how do we protect ourselves from the sun, but also be safe in what we're choosing?
Yeah, so this concern kind of comes from two buckets. One is in both cell and some animal studies where animals were fed sunscreen. So note to self, don't eat sunscreen. These sunscreen ingredients had some hormonal effects. This has never been shown in humans. The second is the FDA came out with two studies showing that very, very, very tiny amounts, when you apply tons of sunscreen to your skin, which no one does, can actually get into your bloodstream. But then again, also not showing that there was any correlation to health problems. That said, we all got to wear sunscreen. So if I'm not convincing enough, there are mineral sunscreens with zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, that are considered generally regarded as safe and effective by the FDA that you can use and still protect yourself without the concerns that I don't think are supported by the evidence.
Let's tackle the thing about drinking water to prevent sunburn. What gives here and why doesn't this work?
I honestly don't know where this comes from. Certainly, drinking water is very important for many biological reasons. From the skin's perspective, it gives turgor, meaning when you pinch your skin, it bounces back. There is zero evidence that drinking lots of water will protect you from the harmful effects of ultraviolet radiation.
Give a little bit of perspective on this. What do you think is going on? Why do all these things have to be debunked? And why are we re-educating people on topics like this? I know you've been involved in some seminars or some talks about this.
I'm always surprised, yet not surprised by what goes out there. And I think that social media has given so many a platform to get both good and not necessarily not good or bad information, but misinformation out there. And one person's own experience does not translate to the masses. And so because there's so much noise, it's hard to know where to go to get the right information. From a dermatology or skin perspective, AAD.org is a great example, but you gotta follow the evidence. I'll do my best, Jerry Maguire. Show me the science. When it comes to these, show me the evidence that what you're saying is true, not just based on anecdotal experience, and then you'll be on the right path.